Hello everyone and welcome to another Tanisha.com podcast. Today we are trying something new. And by new, I mean I vacuumed my floor. So to paint a picture, you are in my microphone and you're sitting on top of a milk crate that I stole from out front of a Subway one morning. And if anyone from Subway listens to this podcast, don't dob me in. My question to you is, you're a sandwich shop? Why do you need milk? You know, you weren't using it, and I am, so that's shopping sustainably. I may or may not chuck some like ambient noises, like maybe a train ride journey over this one, because it's pretty like moody. But this week's blog post is, it's called An Open Letter to Year 12 Me. Obviously, it's exactly that. A lot has changed since Year 12 for me. I have a tattoo that's been, you know, sitting in my Pinterest board since I was like 14. I just went and got it. Awesome. I have a new piercing. My face slimmed out. I no longer get, you know, written off as a 12-year-old every single day. Like, now it's just sort of like, oh, how old are you? And then I say 20 and they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, well, I mean, I was there when I was born, so, you know, like, I've moved cities. It's a different time in life, even though it's maybe like, three or four years ago? I can't even do the maths right now. The time is all blended together. Lockdown is insane. Whatever. I'm gonna get into it now. Without further ado, here we go. Hey legend, how's it going? Keeping your head down, studying hard, partying harder, unconcerned about the possibility of a global disease epidemic. Good. I can't say too much because I don't want to be responsible if writing to you changes the course of reality for the worse, but I do want you to know that at the blissfully young age of 17, you should be taking your freedoms by the throat and squeezing them dry every single day. I know that you've got those HSC exams coming up, and I know that you feel like you've coasted through modern history and biology this year. At times, you definitely struggle to pay attention in class, and we'll figure that out later, but right now, like, the workload is insane, the homework is insane. I know you're going to spend probably hours this afternoon rewriting notes, trying to memorize the entire syllabus last minute. And I won't tell you not to because you probably won't listen to me, but I wish that you'd learn to identify and prevent burnout. And for the love of God, I wish you would realize how completely insignificant that mark in advanced English is in the grand scheme of your life. You know those insanely complex numbers and graphs and speeches that you receive in year 11 and year 12? Yeah. It's all rubbish. None of it makes logical sense, and none of it is ethically sound. Most of it is pointless. It's too late to change it now, but you would have been way happier choosing music instead of legal studies. I know it might have been a little bit harder because you couldn't have just regurgitated information, but you need to be doing something for yourself at this point. You would have been more content going to training every week than you were burning yourself out rewriting notes. It's a ridiculous expectation that's put on you and the rest of your peers to make decisions to shape the rest of your life at this age, when you've barely gotten started on your life. Your school pushes students towards university like there's no other respectable option, and that's simply not true. I think you're aware that, like, that school is a little bit snobby, but I don't think you fully realise that, like, people really aren't meant for school. Some people really don't benefit from it, and that's no less or more valiant than going to university or not. By the time you're 20, two of your siblings will have apprenticeships locked in occupations that they love, and they're certainly making more money than you are. Money isn't everything, obviously, and neither is tertiary education. High school does a really poor job at accommodating different types of people and different definitions of success. You're going to get a few really exciting emails soon. You're going to thank Miss Quaid, God bless her soul, for nagging you about applying to universities. You get accepted to every university that you apply to before you even see your HSC. Bathurst, Newcastle, University of New South Wales, and Wollongong. I know that you hated the journalism professor at CSU Bathurst. I remember how that open day made you feel hopeless and heartbroken, but honestly, screw that guy. Unfortunately, a lot of older journalists are vivaciously arrogant and condescending, and he was one of them. You don't have to be like them to be successful. A journalism degree is not out of reach. The field is not as challenging to get into as he said, and you 100% do have what it takes to build a fulfilling and successful career doing what you love. But just so you know, that ATAR that you work so hard for doesn't hold any weight at all outside of high school. Some people won't find their passions and build their career for many more years following graduation, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you have already found your purpose, and you're pretty clear about what you want. You don't consider your options very long after getting those emails. You know that you've wanted UOW since you were like 12, and after an excellent interview, they send you an unconditional offer of acceptance to your dream degree. The degree is a double for journalism and communications and media. At that point, I don't even think you really know what communications and media is, but the degree is awesome and the campus is awesome. I know you haven't done a lot of research and you've never actually been to UOW at this point, but your gut feeling is dead on this time. You're made to live in the pit of a rainforest and create endless art, and this is as close as you can get within the confines of capitalism. So genuinely right now, your work ethic astounds me. This is definitely the most considerable workload you'll ever have to manage, but you've got this. Your marks don't hurt. But success isn't based on numbers, especially for creatives. Your value is based on the quality of your character, not on your analysis of Shakespeare's Hamlet. You didn't get in based on your application. Hell, they barely looked at your marks. They wanted you to talk about your hobbies and your personality and your future hopes and goals. Not to mention, the universities insatiably want to make money, so as long as you'll pay up, they'll probably let you in. That's all far off into the future for you, though. Right now, prioritize freedom. You don't even realize how lucky you are. You can go outside, you can sit in a real-life classroom. For reasons I'm not at liberty to discuss, the class of 2021 don't get that sort of privilege. So go out with your friends every chance you get, stick with your hobbies, and make a bunch of beautiful memories and mistakes. You only really get one go of it. In a few months, you'll start understanding how quickly things change. Your friends are important, but you will grow and change so much, and so will they. A lot of them will grow in different directions, and that's okay. We all have our own paths. You might be worried about losing touch with them after school, but if you're honest, most of them haven't made you feel as heard and loved and accepted as you deserve. Some of them will grow with you, but they won't be the ones you expect. As you find yourself, you'll also find new people who understand and support you better. I think a lot of the friends that you end up meeting in high school, the friendships themselves and like the skills that you develop in those friendships are very, very important. And it's okay to like think of those friendships as precious. But a lot of them stop functioning after you don't see each other every single day. That said, like the ones that you don't need to speak to every day, but when you meet up, like it's really like nothing's changed. Those are the loveliest people. So you do get to hold on to a few of them, but the clicky stuff, the in and out and petty bullshit, A, you probably won't remember most of it, and B, it's not gonna be important after school. Right now it's important because it's really all most of you have to do. after school, some of us will go off and get actual personalities, and the others will still be stuck in this cycle of clickiness and weird power dynamics with the people that they're supposed to love. Frankly, if you don't feel like you belong, that's a good thing. You probably don't want to belong with the people that you're basically put in institutionalized prison with for 5 days every week. So that's okay. Don't worry too much about it. After all the fuss of exams and graduation, you'll find yourself with a bit more time on your hands and a giant invisible question mark on your forehead. Make the most of the uncertainty. When you get a chance, and trust me, you will get the chance, take some time and learn how to be alone. Time with yourself is so important when you're finding your way outside of that school structure. Go into whatever school you go to. You go 5 days a week. Your class structure is basically the same. You see the same people. Your life is very, very repetitive. And it can be really scary having that consistency taken away. But it's better. You get to make your own. And your own will eventually suit you better than the one they placed on you. But for now, take the chance to grow, because the value of your character will always outweigh any number placed on your intelligence. It is more important. Also, just before I go, some quick driving advice. And yes, you do eventually learn to drive, congrats. But there's going to be a point where you're driving home to Dubbo for your first time, like on your own. It's not illegal to use the shoulder. You know, like, if you can't get into that lane, just pull over. And B, no matter who really has right of way, maybe don't go up against a truck. Thanks so much. I really hope that if you're a year 12 at the moment and have come across this, that some of this was helpful. Obviously, I acknowledge that you're in a very different scenario than I was. They say that, like, high school is supposed to be the best years of your life, but if it actually is, that's pretty sad. So I wouldn't worry too much about missing out on some stuff, because you're going to be able to make up for it, definitely. Thank you for listening. Please like or subscribe or comment or just do anything so that the algorithm will help me out. Good luck. If you're in lockdown, again, I hope you're well. I hope you're drinking water and taking breaks from screens. Screen fatigue is so real, but thank you for listening. I will speak into a mic again in probably 2 weeks. Bye.